On a night in November 1946, a line 3 and 4 deep and stretching back half a block was in place, leading to the entrance of a modest carryout sandwich shop at 211 McMenkin Street. That same scene of lines in front of that very same carryout sandwich shop could be observed 7 days a week from dawn to well after midnight. The carryout was selling something new to Baltimore, sandwich subs for submarine, because of their shape, and the carryout selling the wildly popular subs was called Harley Sandwich Shops, named for the proprietor, Harley Brinsfield. Well before today's sub shops, there was Harley and his sub sandwich, which he claimed was the very first sub sandwich ever to be sold in Baltimore. It took Harley 9 years to perfect his sub, reaching out to New Orleans and New York for ideas. A Harley sub started with a quarter-pound loaf of Italian bread, 1 foot and 4 inches in length, 3 inches wide, and layered inside with salami, Genoa cheese, lettuce and tomato, Spanish onions seasoned with an oriental sage, then sprinkled with olive oil and salt and pepper, and then the whole mess wrapped in slices of Virginia ham. There were 40 Harley sandwich shops in Baltimore, and all had lines waiting to get in. But the McMenkin Street Harleys had something going for it that would give it its place in Baltimore history. It had to do with Harley's love for jazz, and it was through that love of jazz and his radio show that he got to know the famous Baltimore Rays blues singer Billie Holiday. And when Billie Holiday would come to Baltimore, she did not stay at a hotel. She stayed at Harley's in an apartment he had built especially for her on the second floor over his sandwich shop on McMenkin Street, which is why she was the only customer who didn't have to wait in line for a Harley sub in Baltimore in 1946.